Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of having faith in God's strength and protection, seeking refuge in Him, and trusting Him to guide and redeem us. The Bible verse for today is taken from Psalm 31, verses 4 to 6, "For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Free me from the net they have set for me. For you are my refuge. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, Lord, God of truth."
In today's passage from the Bible, we come across a powerful message about the significance of faith and the power of prayer. David, the author of this passage, speaks to God with an open heart and unwavering trust, reminding us of the importance of these qualities in our own lives. David begins by acknowledging God as his rock and fortress, recognizing his strength and protection. It's a beautiful metaphor that highlights the unwavering support and security we can find in God. David calls on God's name, asking him to lead and guide him, emphasizing the importance of being led by God's will. This reminds us that when we trust in God's guidance, we are more likely to find ourselves on the right path. David also seeks refuge in God, asking to be freed from the net set to trap him. We can all relate to feeling trapped or overwhelmed at times, but David reminds us that we can turn to God for help and seek solace in His presence. God is our ultimate source of protection and deliverance. In an act of complete surrender, David commends his spirit into God's hands. This expresses his unwavering trust that God will redeem him. By addressing God as the Lord God of truth, David shows his faith in God's faithfulness and his confidence that God will come through for him. It's a powerful reminder that we can trust in God's promises and have faith in His redeeming power. This passage is not only a reminder of the importance of faith and prayer, but also serves as an inspiration to us today. Just like David, we can find solace and strength in God, knowing that He is our rock and fortress. We can trust Him to guide us and lead us in the right direction. When we face challenges or feel trapped, we can turn to God for help and seek refuge in His presence. He is our ultimate source of protection and deliverance. Moreover, this passage encourages us to have faith in God's redeeming power. No matter what we may be going through, we can trust that God can rescue us and bring us into a place of safety. He is the God of truth, meaning His promises are reliable and trustworthy. We can have confidence that He will never fail us. In light of this, let us remember the powerful combination of faith and prayer. May we be inspired by David's example, finding comfort and strength in God's presence. Let us trust in His redeeming power and rely on Him in every aspect of our lives. Our prayers should be a constant conversation with the One who holds our hearts and our future in His hands. So as we navigate through life, facing its challenges and joys, let us never underestimate the importance of faith and prayer. We are called to trust in God's guidance, to find refuge in His presence, and to surrender ourselves to His will. With God as our rock and fortress, we can have confidence that He will lead us and redeem us, bringing us into a place of safety and peace.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You with hearts full of gratitude for the message of faith and prayer we've received today. Thank You for being our rock and fortress, our guide and protector. We place our trust in Your unwavering love and faithfulness. Lord, help us to walk in faith, seeking Your guidance in all aspects of our lives. When we feel trapped or overwhelmed, may we find refuge in Your presence, knowing that You are our ultimate source of protection and deliverance. We surrender our spirits into Your hands, dear God, confident in Your redeeming power. Strengthen our faith, and may our prayers be a continuous conversation with You, our loving and faithful Creator. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, my friends. As we part ways today, I want to share with you a heart full of blessings. May your days be filled with joy and your paths be lined with peace. Share your love and kindness with the world, for it's a gift that multiplies when given freely. Until we meet again, take care and may God's grace shine upon you always.